Well, hello all, and how are you all doing? Are you doing good? I hope you are. Welcome to a workout ramble. You might be able to hear me standing on my yoga mat at the moment. It's called Yoga Mat ASMR. Got some tingles, I promise. No, you won't. I'm only joking. So, I'm in Kerry at the moment, and the weather is so changeable. It's a long weekend. Everybody is probably asleep at the moment, so I'm up early. I've had sun, rain, wind, I've had it all today. But right now it is really, really sunny, and I'm in a conservatory, so it's hot. It's hot as. Now for this ramble, or for this workout I should say, I'm not going to be as frantic as I normally am. I normally get when I'm working out. I'm just going to do a nice steady, nice pace, but I won't stop or anything like that. I really like to keep fit as well for my own reasons. I've been keeping fit since I can remember. God, and I'm really fit this year. It's probably the fittest that I've been ever, really is, like. And so one of the reasons why I have changed my workouts around a little bit, and it's because of my elbow. I was telling people that I hurt my elbow, and I'm fixing it at present. As I said, you'll hear cars going by and all that, but yeah, it's okay. But I'm fixing my elbow at present, so I've incorporated some planks and stuff into my... No, Johnny isn't going to join us. He's going to kill me after that. But I've incorporated some plank work into my routine. Like my routine goes like this now, usually, right? So I do 15 minute bag work, punching bag. I don't have one here at the moment, so you're not going to hear any of that. And then I do a 20 minute incline run, kind of run and jog at the same time. You know, I just do increments like HIIT training. And then when I come off that, I do circuits with weights, just go through every body part. And then I do a bit of yoga for just warming down, yeah. But what I've been doing with the plank work is I've been doing it at the very beginning of my workout. It's not because I want to try strengthening the elbow, and it is working. But I was telling people there in a ramble recently that I did flotation therapy, and I got into all the details about that. But one of the interesting things that I forgot to mention in the ramble was you have earplugs in when you're in the flotation tank, and every time I moved my left arm, I heard a little crack, you know, but it was like reverberating through my body. It was very strange, because it was probably, you know, when I hear it now, it's just the tiniest little sound, but when you have the headphones and it's like, but it's the same thing as your heartbeat as well, you know. I've often thought about that, like if you could zoom in on the heart with a really powerful scope and listen, your heart is probably like boom, 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 boom. But can you imagine how your heart and your system are sung to an ant? Like, they'd be like, oh, so that's the power that we have inside. That is real power. It's just that it's not heard, I suppose. It's not amplified. But anyway, what I'm going to do, right, is I'm going to start off with just a straight plank. I'm going to see how long I can hold it. I can hold it, baby, don't worry. But when I started doing them, I was getting like 30 seconds. And I've only started, it's probably 3 weeks ago, I started doing them. I never really did them a lot. But now I'm up around 2 minutes, 30 seconds, which isn't too shabby, given my elbow is destroyed. Well, it's not destroyed, it's fixed, not was destroyed. So I'm going to just do a little stretch, just a forward fold, and bend my knees slightly. And so my hands are, backs of my hands are touching the mat right now. And then I come all the way up. Take a breath. And a back bend. I love that so much. And back down again. And back. That's enough. It's my warm up. I'm really joking. My plank working will warm me up as well. So what I have here now is a stopwatch in the form of Google. So my laptop. I have got my phone with me, so I'm going to just do the plank. And the thing about like plank work, what's interesting actually about most exercise is 2 minutes sitting and watching TV will go like, whew. But 2 minutes of plank is like being in the ring with Khabib. Time never ends. And you can try this out with me as well if you've yoga mat handy. I always travel with mine, and I have my Shakti mat as well. So I chill out then after my workouts with that. So I'm gonna go on three. One, two, three. Here we go. Right, so I like to adjust my body then to find that center, to find a place where your body and your mind align. But it, like, they are amazing exercises. It's amazing, like, by just, you know, by just leaning on your arms and your shoulders and your legs and just dropping your core a bit. The pressure is, so we're up to 35, 36 seconds now. And, it's after about a minute is where things get kind of like, things get hard. But I like then, I'll do something now as well, I'll show you in a minute that I like to adjust to it. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to sing Danny Boy Rotten after a minute, I don't think. Oh, I might do. Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are gone. Yeah, we're not doing too bad on the pain front here now at the moment. Small bit of shaking. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Gonna be a lot of random stuff coming out of me now, guys, because of this. And what I like to do as well is when I'm feeling it now, but when I feel certain parts of my body kind of going, okay, dude, I just give them a bit of attention and I try to like relax into them. So we're at a minute and 40, and you can hear my breath change, baby. Ah, oh, this is when my breath changed, baby. But it is very important, I think, to be fit when you create audios or do anything, any art at all. Like, I know everyone can't be fit, but if you can be, especially for my type of audios, because I tend to be very physical. All right, we're on 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. And blending tunes on her. Summertime and the planking is easy. All right, we're at 2 minutes 30. I can feel it. Oh, I can feel it. I'm sounding like Connor now. If you can do the fucking plank like this, you'll be the fucking champion, brother. Alright, cut up in 3 minutes. I think I'm going to stop right there. I could go a little bit, but... Okay, so what I do then is I go back into child's pose. Child's pose is... If some of you doing yoga, it's a really nice, comfortable pose. And I kind of waddle as well from left to right when I'm in child's pose. Because it's comfy. It's comfy. And sometimes I give myself a minute break. And sometimes then I'll do 30 seconds. I'll do a minute there now because I do 3 minutes. Plank. I could have probably got to 4. But I don't like going all out either, you know. Because I, you know. What I'm going to do here now with the planks. Is I'm going to do a straight plank, and then I'm going to go down to my elbows. I'm not too familiar with the terminology of planking, but I'm going to go down to my elbows and back up. You'll hear me come up and down and up and down. I'll do that for a minute or so. So it's like just switching from one to the next, okay? All right, so I'm up now again, and 4 minutes. And come down onto your elbows and your palms, and then you come back up and back down. Sort of like a press up, but this is what I'm using to fix my elbow. My wee elbow. Trying to fix my wee elbow, so I am. What about you, lads? Alright. These ones are fairly challenging. Burn. Yeah. Right, now we're going to come into a forward fold again and just leave my hands hang like an elephant trunk, side to side. Okay. Now, back into child's pose for a while. So you don't have to actually kill yourself either with this, I don't really like to kill myself. I like to be gentle, gentle enough, but use strength as well at the same time. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go into a plank on my elbows and my palms for 30 seconds, and then I'm going to raise my butt up and down. It's sort of like dolphin pose in yoga. I don't know what it's called in plank land as usual, but here we go. So, okay. I find these a lot more tough actually, the plank where you're on your forearms. I find those ones challenging. But when I get to 30 seconds here now, I'll start lifting my butt up, and it's like my butt goes up, comes back down to that point where I feel my core locking. Up. This reminds me of something. Alright. Sorry, overlords. A minute of that. And now I'm going to come back into child's pose again. In child's pose, and I don't want to be in this pose. This pose sucks. I want candy. Is that what child's pose is supposed to be? Alright, so I'm rocking again. Rocking back to forth. And then I go into a straight plank then again. And then hold it for a minute or so. And then I do some weights. I've got some light weights here. I've got 2 10 kg dumbbells. And I've got some 5 kg yards as well. So, all right. Here we go. One more minute. Up we go. Yeah, but I said I like to do these at the start, because if you do the weights, they're going to weaken your shoulders, they're going to weaken your muscles, your bicep or your triceps, and you won't hold the planks as long as you could do. So yeah, this one is fairly easy. It's, I could hold it a lot longer. Hey baby, do you know how long I can hold this? And I like then to jump up out of the plank. You probably heard that. Right, I've got 15 seconds. And then I'm gonna start doing some weights. I'm just gonna do 3 sets of things and just fly through them. Whoa, you feel the snow going through my body. And I'm just gonna give myself a minute break after. Here we go, up, up, up. Right. I'm going to stop that. Oh, knee crack. I'm going to stop that stopwatch. I'll start it again, actually. I'll do a minute's rest. And so, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to go into a bicep workout. I'm going to probably alternate and do biceps, like supersetting or maybe something like that.
All right, lovelies. Sorry to interrupt this. I'm so sorry, but I want to show you all how I work out, like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, gosh, Ollie, what are you doing, bye? What are you doing?
Relax, girl, bye. It's just a bit of treadmill work, that's all, bye.
Where did the treadmill even come from?
Girl, it's audio, bye. Anything can happen. Now, watch how I work out. Lovelies, watch this now, like. All right, how do you switch this thing on? Okay, here we go. No, here, take that there now, you lot. Just take it and press play when I tell you. Okay, here we go. Oh, lovelies, I'm breaking a sweat, but it's not good enough. All right, girl, press it, press it.
Press what, like?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
They're coming for me, weed. Oh, my God, they're going to take my green. I have to really move here. You're not getting my green. You're not getting it. I outran him.
All right, Shawnee, bye, all right, that's enough. Come on, enough. We've heard enough.
All right, girl, bye. Oh, take a chin pin, God, take a chin pin, bye.
For fuck's sake, like.
I don't know, bye. Your spine's everything.
Ah, I'm so sorry about that. Oh, guys. All right, back to the workout. Okay, here we go. So, right. So we've got our, here we go. And I go one at a time. So, right, left, right. So it's three now, four, five, six, right, so go strength to shoulders. And it's one, two, three, four. Right. So that's one set. And this wasn't too bad at all. I'm gonna pick up the pace a little bit here now. I take a 20-second break or so. And I'll do another lash. Okay, there we go. These are kind of fast workouts too for your traveling and that. And they're really effective as well. Because they're intense, there's no rest. I don't really like resting that much either. If it doesn't count now, maybe my brain will pick it up. I think it's six. Back up the shoulders. That's not where it's challenging on me yet, but I just felt it there. You know. Yeah. Okay, now I'm gonna take a little break there, have some water. And the thing too, I normally train on my own. I have some partners, some training partners, but none of them can keep up with me. And what I mean by that is a lot of them are fitter than me, and they're just better athletes, but they have no consistency. So as a pop off them, you know, as I know, dude, if I say I'm turning up on Wednesday night, I'm there, you know, I'm there, like, and then they're like, oh, I have to babysit. And you know, all these weird excuses that people make up, like, instead of just saying, I'm not turning up tonight, you know. The dog drank my pre-workout. Alright, so here we go. So So we've already three sets of arms done now, you know. And going into the third set of shoulders. So it's killing birds, which I don't like doing. With stones, the one stone. When I talk when I'm working out, he's like, right. But that really is the key. The key to everything is consistency. It definitely is. It's not even like, you know, how hard you train. It's like that you train every day or do something every day. I really like walking and running in the countryside. One of my favorite things to do. And sometimes I'd walk and run. And sometimes I'd just jog. Sometimes I'd just walk, you know, because I like to take in the views and stuff like that. So far now we've got planks done, we've got arms done, we've got shoulders done. Now this is going to be challenging for me because my elbow is not the best. So now I'm going to do three sets of push-ups, and you might hear the cracks as I come up and down. I'm going to try this pose there for 30 seconds. Just to, yeah. I'll get in trouble, y'all. I think we're on a 20-minute workout. I think so. Well, okay, so, you hear that? See, I'm very gingerly coming down, and like what's after happening as well is my left shoulder is starting to give me trouble because of course it's all linked, and when the elbow was broken, whatever happened, travelled up the shoulder, so a slight bit of frozen shoulder going on, which isn't what I want, but I'll work it out as well, you know. I'll work it out, so I will. Right, I'm gonna go again. This time now I go deeper, baby. I'm gonna go deeper. Right, that's a lot better because I warmed up. The thing is about push-ups, like before I did after my elbow, I do 50 without even thinking about it. Because I've, you know, when you do them on your lift, they're not that challenging. But with the elbow, oh, at the start, I remember I couldn't do one. I was like, oh my God. But yeah, it's all fair when you break a bone, I know. This is actually the first time I ever broke a bone, actually. But when you break a bone, one of the most challenging things is when you're challenging it, you're afraid of breaking it again, or your brain is, and your brain is there to protect you. Like, it's called your ego. People think their egos are bad. If you haven't got an ego, you walk up in front of a bus and you'll be killed. That's just the way it is. So make your ego your friend. Not the arrogant ego, but the one that wants to protect you. Anyway, that's a weird spiritual tangent. All right, let's shut up and do something. So that's that done. So that's shoulders, chest, arms, planks done. And I think we'll move on to squats. Yeah. So what we do is we take a dumbbell, all right? You don't need it, like you don't need too much weight either. So just take a dumbbell in your hand, right? And hold it close to your chest, like your cards, and just do 3 sets of 10, that's all you need. Don't skip leg day, alright? You're going to hear my knees pop here now as usual. Right, so, not too bad today. Right? Okay, so that's just 10 squats, and it's not a bad pace now working out here. It's not killer pace either. That's where it's important to have some aerobic fitness, I think, as well. And you can kind of do these circuits a bit quicker, you know? Okay, I'm gonna go back in. There we go. Squats as well, about your form and squats, which is important. When you go down, when you hold your back, some people's heels lift, they'll lift from the ground, and you can get ways around that. Some people put little weights underneath their legs or their heels, some people put a plank of wood. But anyway, one of the most important things is to have your back straight, really straight. And if you look on Google Images and look at babies doing squats, a baby, a newborn baby, squats better than like most athletes on the planet. You don't believe me, go have a look. They're scientifically proved where a baby will, you ever see a baby bending on to pick up something like a bottle or whatever they're picking up, I don't know, a spider to chew on or something. they'll squat in perfect form. Right, so here we go. To back, and I need a bit of extra weight, so I'm going to strip one dumbbell here and put the weight from one onto the other. So I've got like, yeah, watch my toes. I'm training in my bare feet, I don't want to sandwich my toes out. I've got a handy little bench here as well, not a workout bench, but it's just a bench where you have breakfast. And you can use that to lean on. Lean on me. Well, I'm working now. So that dumbbell now is a bit more badass. A bit more power on it, more weight in it. Get it to lock. And there you have it. There you have it. Now you always travel to a gym, you know? It's not too hard to do that, like to travel with your personal gym. And I have a couple of gyms that I frequent in as well on top of that. So, a couple of lads that I go sparring with and stuff, which I really, really enjoy. Really like. So, okay. So I'm gonna put my knee on the bench, my hand, and I have my weight, nice and heavy. I'm gonna do rows. Three. There we go. Swap to the other side. Now you can see my butt. So they're nice. Good feel off them. Nice weight. I don't like to use too heavy weights, you know. I think, like, you know, this bodybuilding look, I don't really like it. You know, I like to look normal in clothes. Like, you probably would see my arms now, right? If I was in a t-shirt, you probably would, but I like just to look like a normal human being. This thing where you're walking around the place, like, I don't know, 300 pounds and panting and all that. And the thing is about bodybuilders as well, what they don't tell you is that, you know, when they look that big, when they are that big, they're actually super unhealthy. And it's actually very, very unhealthy because the heart is under a lot of pressure. Like, it's very, very. I know some professional bodybuilders that I spoke to, like, I trained with before, and we'd have to walk up the stairs after a training session, and they would be out of breath. Like, I mean, for me, like, that's why I never did it. I never liked it. Even though, as I said there in a ramble recently, it might look like that I'm big, but I'm not. Like, I'm, you know, basically 200 pounds, like, probably lower. So it's an illusion when you're lean. So yeah, that's my bodybuilding lecture. Plus it's a weird world anyway. It's a weird world of kind of narcissism and drugs and all that. You know? And you can hear this is anaerobic as well, very trained, you know. Woo! I like those. And I like getting hungry as well. So, all my life, like, I trained early in the morning, you know. It would be because I'm a morning person, like, when I wake up at 6 or 5 or whatever, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to rock. And at night then I get really tired. So like 8 or 9 p.m. I'm like, so whatever, my energy system works late. It's really good in the mornings. So I just have one more set of back. So then we've covered everything. See how simple it is? It's easy to do. Doesn't have to be that complicated. You don't even have to join the gym. No, you really don't. So I'll go in here now again. These rows. Woo. So that's that. That's the weight. Weight's packed over. Now, if I was in the gym, this would be a bit longer. As I said, a bag work, and if there's a bag there. The pad work, if there's someone there that I know that will do that with me. Some skipping as well, which I really enjoy. So I just do a small few stretches. I think we're nearly at a half an hour. So, I'm just doing some yoga stretches. Oh, did you hear the cows? Cow pose. And I'm actually doing the cow. That is weird. I'm doing the cow pose, which is you have your hands flat on the mat. There's a kind of a curve in your spine. Your butt is out. And you go, and the cow moved. That is bizarre. So, I'll just do that stretch. And I'll come back to child's pose again, which is really one of my favorites, just for relaxing. Yeah. And then hop up, and then do a tree pose. All right, lads, sorry, calm down. No gross. Cheer me on. So my hands are going up, they're joining, in like a prayer symbol. And my leg is on my knee. Tree pose. It's all about balance or center. You can bend your knee a little as well. Alright, and then swap to the other side. Think about these exercises as well, yoga, if you're doing them. Try to find that part of your mind and body where they unite, because that's what yoga really is. Yoga means union. Like the West kind of, you know, takes these ideas and cannibalizes them sometimes, you know, with New Age stuff. But if you can feel that there's like an energy flow through your body that will center with the pose at the same time when you're holding it, I think that's the goal, because your mind has to be present. I mean, I'm speaking here now and I'm not thinking, like I'm in the pose and I'm just talking is coming up. I'm not actually measuring what I'm saying or anything like that. So I'm speaking from that center, you know? And there we go. So that's it. So I hope you enjoyed it. And I built up a little bit of sweat. So what I normally do then is have a nice cold kind of tepid shower, cold or tepid, whatever. And then I have some food and some coffee. And that's the thing you like. Yeah, like my two main, weaknesses is coffee, but I don't drink it after midday. And my other one is chocolate spread. Like Vigo chocolate spread or Vigo chocolate bars. Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god. They invented that just to, I know it, like there's I know, right, in these boardrooms when people are whatever you mean, Italian or whatever, I'm not just saying it for, you know, because of egg, I don't, that's not my thing. You can do what you want. But I think there's people in these boardrooms and they're like, what would we invent? And they're like, what about a chocolate spread that is beautiful on everything? And some guy's going, what? Yeah, you can put it on toast, you can put it on cookies, you can spoon it into your mouth. It tastes so great. And they're all like in the boardroom going, this is it, this is it. There's an evil plan, you know, like, ha 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 ha. And then I'm the victim, you know, because I'm the only one that I know. But I know that you're the victim as well if you're the victim of that kind of stuff. So I know what I'm talking about. But you know what I mean? There's people that are concocting plans and they're twiddling their thumbs and going, what shall we feed those gullible, hungry humans now that is bad for them? So yeah, they're my vices. Oh, and carbonated water. Oh my God, carbonated water. And then sometimes ginger beer. So I kind of laid off the ginger beer for a while, but I have a bottle in my fridge at the moment. The Australian one, I can't remember the name of it, but I have that ready for Sunday to be done. But carbonated water was my Ballygowan spring water, Irish spring water. Oh my Lord. Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope, and you could just work along with it too, you know, if you haven't got yoga mats and weights, you could just do a bit of stretching and stuff and listen, hopefully, whatever. And I'll catch you all soon, okay? Hi, if you want me to do an Ed one, let me know in the comments, like. Alright, I'll catch you all later.